Great, thanks. So unlike the prior presentations, I have a huge conflict of interest. All of the research we're doing is based on my private for-profit company, so we obviously have a very best interest in findings being positive. But in general, I think we do a very good job of partnering with research institutions to publish a lot of our findings, and we're one of the leaders in open source technologies in low-income countries. We create mobile solutions that are targeted not at technical users, but at the programmatic officers or M&E experts or implementation partners, so they can create the content on their own. And our organization, myself personally, have a lot of experience in this field. We've probably done more ICT projects and more mobile health projects than any other company in the world right now in global health. The sort of background of what we do with ComCare, which is the technology I'll be talking about today, is really focused on what came out of the 1 million CHW task force. And this is the idea that using community health workers is crucial in a lot of the environments that we're talking about in public health, given the shortage of labor and skilled capacity in other areas. So we believe strongly that community health workers are absolutely a necessary part of the solution to many of the global health issues we face today. Our way to help support those community health workers and implementations of community health programs is through our software called ComCare. ComCare is a mobile application and a web-based platform that allows for data collection, counseling, and case management. It runs on both the mid-range Nokia phones, which cost around $60 to $80 in country, as well as any Android phone or tablet. And interestingly, it's got about 18 peer-reviewed publications on the platform to date, making it what we understand is the most research platform in the world right now for community health workers. On the left, you see an example of the software running on a Nokia mid-range phone. I think this exact application is running in Bihar in India. And on the right, you see the web-based data platform that collects all of that data. The interesting novel innovation about what the technology does is really that it runs completely offline. Unlike a lot of other technology vendors who really start at the top with reporting and dashboards and then figure out how to get that data from the users, we had much more of a bottom-up approach and spent 2 years in the field with CHWs in Tanzania working with partners like Pathfinder and DTree and others who have big programs in Tanzania, just saying, how do we make this useful for community health workers? And so we wanted to create software that we knew would enhance the community health worker to client interaction and then try to start building the dashboards and the reports multiple years later. This is a fairly unique approach for a technology company because typically you monetize the reports, the dashboards, and the M&E side of the project. So for us, this has been a really successful way to make sure the CHWs stay engaged with the platform and has now allowed us to create a lot of data and research that I'll talk about here. And in terms of our general framework of how we view our evidence base, we're trying to improve access, we're trying to improve quality, we're trying to improve both the experience of the community health worker and the patient or client, and ultimately improve the accountability of services. And so in the middle of that, we're really trying to increase typical CAP variables like knowledge, attitude, and practice. Speaking of some of our access to care studies, we've demonstrated that pregnant women that access ComCare are 20% more likely to access antenatal services and 22% more likely to have skilled deliveries. Now, these research numbers are a mix of both data that comes out of ComCare as well as qualitative, quantitative surveys that we've done based on papers. You heard the prior researchers talk about there's a lot you can do just with the data you collect through a technology platform by nature of the fact that you already have electronic data, and then sometimes you have to go out and collect additional data on paper. As a company, we've really focused on those types of studies that can be mostly driven by data collected through ComCare or completely driven through data collected through ComCare. The reason for that, obviously, is that it's much more cost-effective for us as an organization to partner with researchers in that case rather than doing a large-scale RCT where you need a whole secondary paper-based survey to collect the baseline data. Not to say that doesn't have a valuable role, but we found that it's incredibly cost-effective to do these types of surveys. And then we found, interesting, that CHWs that use ComCare make home visits that are up to 1.7 times longer and up to 2.6 times more likely to include clients' husbands. The way we collected the data on that second part of that sentence was through a call center reaching back out to CHWs who were using ComCare and not using ComCare and asking them to recall how many people were at the last visit they did. One of the major benefits of technology that we've seen, particularly in India, is that when we introduced this type of mobile platform, we had a big increase in the number of people in the household who are participating in these maternal and child health visits. So you're not just improving the messaging to the pregnant mother, you're improving it to the entire family. And then ComCare feedback increases the frontline workers' visit timeliness by up to 85%. I'll go into detail on a study that we did around there. So this was done in Tanzania in partnership with Pathfinder and other partners on the ground. And this is one of my favorite studies, and it's one of our oldest, done back in 2010. What you see at the start of the left side of this graph is the on-time visit rate. The CHWs in this program are supposed to go see HIV-positive patients every 30 days to do psychosocial support, behavior change, counseling, general activities that an HIV-CHW might participate in. And as you can see at the start of the program, we had a very high timeliness, but that's just because you're on time by default. So when we started this, you can't be late yet because we just started collecting the data. So for the first part of the program, you can see it trends down pretty poorly to about 0.6 on timely visits of those 30 days. And then we introduced the first intervention. So this intervention was sending an SMS message 2 days before the visit was due, reminding the CHW, hey, you need to go see John. Sending it 1 day before, reminding you, go see John. And then the day of, if you didn't submit data from ComCare to us, we sent another SMS message saying, you missed that visit. The day after, we sent the message again. And then critically, on the second day you were late, we didn't tell the CHW anything more. We called their supervisor. We sent an SMS to the supervisor, and they physically called the CHW and said, hey, why didn't you do that visit? So there was a human intervention in the loop on this performance. As you can see, we got a massive benefit over the control group, which doesn't say too much about how well technology helps if you don't do this. But on the SMS plus supervisor, we then said, well, how much of this is due to the human in the loop versus the automation of those SMS messages? So at the study two intervention point, we actually split that group into two, randomized it, and one of them only got the SMS. And so they stopped getting called by the supervisor. And as you can see, that line starts trending back down. So what this told us, and this wasn't a massive study, there's 80 CHWs who were randomized into study one, and then of the 40 that were in the intervention arm, it was 20 and 20. These were statistically significant, but obviously it's a single data point in a single country. But what this tells us, and what we believe strongly, is that the performance intervention that we were doing is only useful if they believe that there's a human engaged in this process. A purely automated, purely technical supervision system, they quickly realized nobody was really paying attention and stopped behaving as we were trying to get them to behave. And so we design a lot of performance interventions now in our software, and they're all based on this, which is to say that if you don't, at the end of the day, have a human backstopping this process, don't bother doing it at all. And so all of our things that we do with data analytics and big data and feedback loops really depend on the fact that at some point you can escalate back to a human, and that human's going to care and influence the CHW. Talking about quality of care, this study just came out. On a study that DTR International led of 1,200 children in Tanzania, 20% of the children assessed for all 10 areas of IMCI in the paper, whereas they had 70% with ComCare. So obviously this is a huge benefit. Now there's a big caveat we always say to data like this, which is the physician or the nurse may have been skipping them and been right to skip them. That's not part of the IMCI protocol technically, but there's always the chance that they had the right intuition. Now, with protocol-driven care, you don't want to allow them that intuition, but there's not a guarantee that that 70% versus 20% actually led to better outcomes. And then after 4 months of using ComCare, CHWs increased the knowledge of danger signs in major health indices by 22%. This was a really interesting finding. So normally when our clients use ComCare, they're giving it to a CHW to use it during a household visit with a mother or a pregnant woman or an HIV patient, et cetera. In this case, they just use ComCare for the CHWs. So it's basically a self-training, self-quizzing tool that they took home and used over the course of 4 months. And I was really surprised they got this big of a bump in the numbers because I thought nobody was going to use it. So when you take the phone home and you're just told, hey, use this quizzing software, I didn't think that was actually going to work, but it did. So obviously the content they created was compelling enough that the CHWs really wanted to use it when they were home. And then we found that ComCare resulted in higher medication dosing accuracy within an epileptic patient population. In Mexico, this is pretty obvious given that if you're using electronic automation, you're definitely going to get more accurate. And then some of the other areas that we've done in quality of care, this was another IMCI-related study, again led by DTree, and this was just looking at the paper-based results versus ComCare. But again, you don't know if there's actually improved outcomes. So we know they adhered to the IMCI protocol better, but we can't tell you that the outcome was better, particularly because these are long longitudinal outcomes, so it's very difficult to collect. And then the one of the things that we're most proud of that we actually did by accident is really have a major benefit to the experience of care. So ComCare, this mobile device, improves the CHW's personal credibility and the credibility of their messages. And the way we discovered this was a complete accident. So we were taking the software to Afghanistan with the CHW population that was completely illiterate. When we were going into the project, we thought they were going to have literacy based on the baseline studies. So we had to completely retool the mobile software to be image-based. And then when we were demoing this in India, which was still a text-based app at the time, they all wanted to switch to using these images or audio or video for their behavioral change counseling, not just because it helped with sensitive content like HIV or other areas they might not want to talk about, but because this now gave them more credibility. So we have a very big self-reported improvement in confidence as a CHW, in what they believe the community views them as when you give them a technology like this. It's not necessarily unique to ComCare. It's just the fact that they have this new fancy technology that they believe enhances the credibility of their job. And then the multimedia, again, as we talked about, dramatically increases the engagement with family members. They hear the audio playing on the phone, they come over and check out what's going on. They see the video, they want to watch it. So this really gives you a multiplier effect on your behavior change counseling to target the husband, to target the mother-in-law, who really are major influencers in health outcomes for a lot of these pregnant women. And this was a study done by Catholic Relief Services in India, not published yet, but this was looking at ASHA performance. ASHAs are the community health worker group in India who are most responsible for maternal and child care. And this is data after using ComCare for 5 months. So whether simply the ASHA greeted the woman went up by 13%. You can imagine that's just one indicator of what type of relationship you're having between an ASHA and a client. But a big danger that we were worried about 5 years ago when we started introducing mobile technology was, were we going to actually harm the relationship between the CHW and the client? And we believe strongly that when done correctly, that's in fact the exact opposite result you find of whether the mobile technology helps that interaction. Was the ASHA encouraging the client to speak or ask questions went up by 22%? Did the client ask any questions went up by 33%? Was the ASHA expanded on ICT audio messages? This was another area that we were concerned about because the audio is pre-recorded, played in the local language. It gives you a very good standardized message, but we didn't want to create an environment where the ASHA was not going further than the audio, the recorded message. We wanted to make sure they were still engaged in a dialogue with the pregnant women, and so we were really encouraged that this wasn't in the reverse direction. Because if you introduce this technology wrong, and we've actually done this poorly in some trainings, they just play the message and that's it, which is actually possibly worse than having not introduced the technology in the first place. And then the ASHA waited for the client to respond before moving on to the next step, and the ASHA encouraged, I actually don't know what that last one is, but the as you can see, there's a pretty good bumps in the ASHA productivity, and I will caution, though, that this is really hard to decouple from what is the technology versus what is the really good programmatic and implementation partners' effect of just running a well-run CHW program. And so we as a company really struggle with this sort of meta question of how much to do in the RCT, very well-controlled study environment versus how much to do from more of an operational research perspective because we have all this data. Very often it's hard for us to decouple what the effect is of our ComCare technology versus the effect of all the extra stuff we're doing as a result of introducing the ComCare technology. And we as a company have sort of said we're not going to try to decouple those two questions because you can't successfully deploy the technology anyways without all this other programmatic help. So when we look at what effect our technology is having, it includes the fact that you're going to invest a lot more in your overall program because you're introducing this technology. Otherwise, you won't be successful deploying ComCare anyways. But this is a highly debated point that we bring up with a lot of our partners who do want to see that gold standard, you know, show me the mortality going down, show me the morbidity going down. But it's really expensive. It would be incredibly expensive for us to get that data. And we personally don't think it's a worthwhile investment of the public health community to find that answer out with ComCare because it is so completely dependent on the partnership between the technology and all the factors that the previous speakers talked about in terms of the non-technical capabilities. So that said, we also want to dramatically increase not the accountability of the CHW or the mother, but the system as a whole. So once you have this type of community health data, you know how many visits are occurring, you know who's looking at the data, you can really think about the accountability of the overall CHW delivery system. So we looked at whether the data was complete. Obviously, with electronic systems, you get a bump there. But this was one of our more interesting studies. We had algorithms developed by a PhD student at the University of Washington trying to determine false data. One of our first ComCare programs in Tanzania, we took over a program from BRAC, and we were paying CHWs based on the number of visits that they were doing. Well, lo and behold, they started doing a lot of visits. And when we sent out one of our nurses on a study that was actually completely unrelated to whether the program was running well, but was trying to validate whether the high fever, cough, and other types of clinical indicators that the CHWs were collecting were actually true, we were sending a nurse to go do a follow-up the next day. when that nurse went around with two different CHWs, they made up every single visit on the previous day. They weren't doing any. So we were really heartbroken by that, but it actually taught us a good lesson, which is, you know, you really can't believe the data, even in a system which I think ours collects more data than anybody else from a community health standpoint, or as much data. They were able to easily cheat us, and we were paying them directly. So like, you can't really get more of a theoretical way to monitor this than we had, and it was very easy for them to bypass and convince us that they were doing visits that they weren't. So we said, well, that's interesting. Let's figure out if we could have determined that. So we had them, we took the original data that they were making up. It was very easy to detect that it was false. And then we had them get together and say, we're going to try to figure out if you're lying to us. Go fake data. And so as they faked data, they were doing a pretty good job faking the data, but there's a really interesting thing that was found, which is the probability distribution within any one form is hard to determine if that form is fake. But the probability distribution across the user for a given answer is incredibly hard to fake for a given population. So if the fever rate of referrals is 20% for an overall population, a CHW making up data over time is going to be way off on that 20% mark for their data set if you look at them over a long enough time frame. So if you bucket the data and look at the individual probability distribution, you get an incredibly accurate, and this is an untrained algorithm, so it's just looking at the entire data set trying to determine outliers. And it was incredibly successful. So this is something we're now integrating into the product so that we can use this, and it would apply not just to community health workers, but really any mobile data collection project where you have a concern of maliciously made up data. This also can help with non-maliciously made up data because there might be a training issue. They might be misunderstanding the question, they might be asking the question wrong, and they might be misinterpreting the answer. And so there's a lot of opportunity to use algorithms like this to go retrain your CHWs who may be underperforming or making up the data on purpose. When we introduced ComCare and looked at this over the overall system, the CHW submission rates of adverse events increased by 22%. So this is critical because without the electronic system, you really can't get to the people who need the care the most. And with the introduction of these things and the training, we're now picking up events that were basically high-risk pregnancies that we could then do something about when they were sent. Again, I'll caution on that bottom one. We don't know if we actually did anything about these adverse events. So we don't know what actually happened as a result of collecting this data. So it always goes back to these technology systems help, but they don't solve the problem. And so as you can see from a lot of the data I'm presenting, we know that these technology systems can be very good at improving performance and improving process, but there's a lot of non-technical factors that really need to exist to improve the outcomes. This is one of our favorite numbers, but this is the time it took for the program coordinator to look at the data from the point when the data was collected, not the time it took for the data to get in, because that's obviously instant on electronic systems. But on the paper-based version of the system, it was 45 days, so obviously pretty useless by the time anybody looks at the data. And with the electronic system, it was 8 hours. Now, everybody looks at that and says, wow, that's an amazing increase, but I'd actually say that's a bad number. So it took 8 hours for a program coordinator to look at the data from the time that they had it, because this data is, again, instantaneous. So this shows us that while we have a huge gain, we have a long way to go, because this program coordinator's full-time job is making sure this program runs. So the fact that they were looking at it 8 hours after it came in, that's even too late. And there's a lot of things that we want to work on to make this data more actionable and more usable. And finally, going to the CAHPS, we found that clients are 30% more likely to ask questions to FLWs that are using ComCare. It's been shown to increase institutional delivery rates by up to 28 to 45%, depending on the study. And then pregnant women who interacted with ComCare are more likely to know pregnancy danger signs, seek facility care in the case of complications, and be prepared for birth. There's obviously a wide range of the outcomes we're getting here due to the numerous settings that we work in, but I think that this is really encouraging data on the whole for how big of an effect these types of mobile technologies and ComCare specifically are having in this population. And the final study, this was done by one of our other partners, World Vision in Afghanistan. This again is showing a survey that they did on the change in proportion of key indicators for pregnant women with access to ComCare. As you can see, having any antenatal care visit went up. Interestingly, the 4 or more antenatal care visits didn't go up that much. So this either tells us that people are either getting good care or bad care, or that ComCare was not helping them complete all 4 visits. But all the other metrics are encouraging in terms of the knowledge of danger signs, having received iron supplements, et cetera. And that's it.